The investigation has determined that Mr. Woods is at fault in the crash.
I've certainly made a lot of errors in my life, and that's something I'm going to have to live with.
Lindsay Lohan's been released from rehab, but will not appear in court Wednesday.
I'm not retiring. I feel energized, actually, to say the things that need to be said.
Paris Hilton has been arrested in Las Vegas.
Booked on cocaine charges.
Does Mel Gibson need anger management?
Sometimes I think that without celebrity scandals, our 24-hour news networks would be only 10 hours. Tiger's divorce, of course, is the scandal that will never die. But really, why do so many famous people make huge mistakes? I mean, it can't be that you suddenly become stupid when you become famous. Do they think
yes,
they'll never become?
No, you become stupid.
You become
when
stupid.
You become famous.
Really,
yes,
that's theory.
That is it. It's not a theory. It's
maybe
a fact.
They think that they're famous enough that they don't have to suffer the same consequences that you do if you're not famous.
I don't know. I guess if you spend that much time thinking about putting, you probably have a little problem with morality.
The truth is that there isn't really a lot of research or examination of scandal theory, if you accept scandal theory.
I sense an expert.
That's right. We do have an expert with us in studio. Laura Kipnis talks about these questions in her new book, How to Become a Scandal. She's a media professor at Northwestern University. And you're also writing a series for Slate.com about deconstructing all of the different American scandals and what they mean about our culture, right?
Yes. And I should say from the beginning that when I was writing this book, I was trying to draw some kind of line in the sand between celebrity gossip and what I thought of as actual scandal, like people really crashing and burning their lives and, you know, flaming out in public. And what I'm discovering is what everybody wants to talk about is celebrity gossip, which I think of as the more trivial form of scandal.
So, but let's just get this. So Kardashians, like, getting their credit card refused at a 7-Eleven, that's gossip. Well, but Lindsay Lohan in rehab, that's scandal.
Well, you're right that the outlets demand this constant feed of items, and then you have these celebrities cooperating by acting badly in public constantly. But, you know, when somebody releases another sex tape, it's hard to be concerned about that. So I don't think of that really as scandal, because scandal really involves some significant kind of downfall.
What I find interesting in your book is that, you know, although you have an extremely good sense of humor about it all, and you admit to being as obsessed with reading all of these accounts as much of the rest of the country is, you take the theory, your idea is that our scandals actually define the limitations of our culture. In other words, we don't know what the limitations of our morality are until somebody abuses it or steps over the line. That's your theory, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I need Mel Gibson to tell me not to be an anti-Semite.
But a lot of, I mean, any scandal involves some kind of propriety violation, and a lot of those proprieties are things that are sort of unwritten until they happen. You know, the first case I talk about, Lisa Nowak, was the astronaut who drove cross-country to... Well, supposedly a diaper, and it turns out that was possibly or probably not even true, but scandal elements don't have to be true to be scandalous. So who knew before she did that driving across country in a diaper or even being thought to be in a diaper would, you know, be a scandal item?
But do you need to? I mean, do we really have to lay out do not drive across country wearing a diaper to confront your ex-boyfriend?
But part of what they do is tell us what the embarrassments, where the social lines are, what it is to be a normal person. So, you know, what they do is by people defying normalcy in ways that I think often are very close to the ways the rest of us act or feel. I mean, here she was just kind of trying to get over a breakup and sort of flipped out, lost her sense of who she was.
So it's this bizarre detail that pushes it into another realm, gives it a different narrative, the diaper being that case. I mean, Imelda Marcos being the wife of a dictator, no big deal. But
the shoes.
Well, okay, I get it.
And the props are very important items, partly because they often become metaphorical. Like in the Nowak case, a diaper, well, it's a symbol for loss of self-management, loss of self-control. Her feelings were too incontinent. You know, she lost control of herself.
Oh, my God.
So it's the perfect metaphor for getting yourself into a scandal.
You know, the other thing that you go through, and this is something that you're exploring in your Slate.com pieces, is why... people like Elizabeth Edwards, Tiger Woods' now ex-wife, publicly, you make fun of the, very gently, make fun of the fact that Elin describes herself as fiercely private, and yet she's on the cover of a major magazine talking about the details of her relationship with Tiger Woods and her divorce. And you talk about why people end up spilling their guts in public and what leads to that. This is a new form of, I guess, punishment. Is this their revenge?
Well, one of the things you have to say is that just one of the biggest stories of our times is this shifting line between public and private. And it's all over the place now, and I think we don't know where it's going to end up. But you also see people using the public sphere to enact their private business in ways like never before. And part of what Scandal is somebody acting out some weird psychodrama on the public stage and using the attention of the audience in some ways that gratifies them. So these women, aggrieved wives telling their story, I mean, you know, yeah, they're trying to control the message, situate themselves in a certain way in their own minds, I think.
But also deliberately play it out. I mean, you go to Facebook pages, you see these same little scandals about boyfriends going on a tiny little level, just as Ellen is on the cover of
Regular people do this all the time on the Jerry Show.
I think it's a precarious strategy because I think once you insert yourself in the middle of a scandal, you never know exactly what's going to happen or where it's going to go. It's a two-way street, public attention.
There are regular people on Jerry Springer? No. No.
Those are regular, average Americans.
No.
Well, but let me tell you, after spending all this time looking at scandals, I mean, you got to the point where you'd had enough, right? I mean, you talk about scandals as being the anti-civics lesson. I mean, did you come away just kind of losing faith in the system, or do you have a little bit of glimmer of hope about how the scandals may work for us?
Well, I actually think one of the reasons we're interested is the anti-civics part. I think there's also a little thrill of transgression when people break the rules. I think we like that to some degree, even though we're threatened by it. And I think that's part of the fascination, is that it's this dual thing. You want to punish them, but you also slightly envy them.
But they also have, for celebrities at least, these are people who many people feel like they have so much.
Yes.
To a certain extent, they enjoy their fall.
Sure, there's resentment of their privilege, and they're not deserving it, and we should have what they have, et cetera.
Well, how do you have sympathy for Ellen, who's getting $120 million?
Well, I think I have less sympathy than it seems like most people do. She's the injured party. She's the victim. I mean, the People magazine story painted her out as though she was practically a candidate for canonization. So I think people also identify with the injury and the grievance. And particularly in these stories about adultery, somebody straying, nobody wants to be cheated on. So there's that sympathy for the victim, if you want to use that term, in those cases.
It's a really interesting examination of scandal and a funny and also a very thoughtful one. The book is called How to Become a Scandal. Laura Kipnis is a professor, a media professor at Northwestern University. Thank you so much.